Please welcome Chris McKinney.
Thank you. Never say never. I never, ever thought I would use it. I certainly didn't use it as a child growing up in the 1950s. But even as a teenager, I didn't use it. I came into young adulthood, and as a mother, all through my motherhood years, even before my kids left the house, when they were there, I never used it. And if my kids ever used it, I chided them. My teenage sisters used it, but I always thought I was far too genteel and refined to ever have to resort to it. But after my divorce, when I was in my 40s, I began a profession in the workaday world, and most of my coworkers and friends at the time were about 10 to 15 years younger than me, and it was becoming more accepted in society, and so I started using it a little bit. And then when I got into my 50s, I met John. Now, by then, I was really comfortable in my skin, had regained my self-esteem since my divorce 8 years before and then some. And John accepted me for who I was. I could be, say, do anything, and I never felt like he judged me. So maybe I should blame John. Whatever the reason, now in my 70s, it rolls off my tongue like a seasoned trucker. If you haven't guessed yet, I'm talking about the word fuck. A few years ago, my husband and I were at a Raiders game in Oakland at the Coliseum, and they were playing the Denver Broncos. And my husband and I are teetotalers, but most everybody at those games is drunk before the game even starts with all their tailgate parties. So there was a young woman behind us, a couple of seats behind us, a very attractive young woman until she opened her mouth. And honestly, every other word, fuck you, Peyton, fuck you, Broncos, you fuckers. And with the word mother, I mean, it was awful, awful. And I thought, oh my God, is that what I sound like when I say that? But of course, I don't say it in public and I don't say it like that. But still, you know, when I'm talking to my sisters or my husband or somebody close, I want to use for emphasis, I might say it. But never in public, and mostly alone when I'm in the car, like if somebody cuts me off or something. So a couple of years ago, my 11-year-old granddaughter and her friend were visiting me, and we needed some groceries. So we went to Whole Foods, and I'm in the right-hand lane at a red light, and I've got my right turn signal on, and I'm waiting for traffic to clear so that I can turn right. And just as I started to turn right, this little mini comes flying up in the bike lane and cuts me off and turns right. And I'm like, I lost it. You fucking asshole, what the fuck are you doing? And then I looked in my rearview mirror, and my granddaughter and her friend are sitting there all wide-eyed and, you know, shocked. And I said, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sorry. I completely forgot you were there. And my granddaughter's friend says, I never knew grandmas talked like that. And then my granddaughter says, oh, you should hear my mom. But again, it got me thinking, you know, do I need that word in my vocabulary? So for this story, I decided to research the etymology of the word, which actually isn't very easy, and there's really no definitive time of when it came into use, especially as a swear word in our culture. But I did find, and most of this is on Wikipedia, that in the 1500s there was a poem written in Latin and Old English, where it was used describing how monks did not keep their vows of celibacy. But more than likely, in America, it's derived from a number of different cultures. Now, there are some urban legends, and I love these urban legends, but they're just urban legends. There's no facts to back them up. They're acronyms. One is fornication under consent of the king. Another one is for unlawful carnal knowledge. But no facts to back these acronyms up. But the other cultures, there is, in German, the verb is ficken. In Dutch, it's faken, which means to breed or beget. In Norwegian, it's fuka, which means to copulate. And in Swedish, it's faka, which means to strike. But the word for penis in Swedish is fak. So, and the first time it appeared in an English-speaking dictionary was 1775, defined as low and vulgar, which I still think of it as low and vulgar and crude and rude, and I just don't want it in my vocabulary. And as many of you know, it can be a verb, an adverb, a noun, an adjective, and an expletive. So especially after the incident with my granddaughter, I decided I would be much more mindful and think, just before it's about to come out, say something else instead. And I was getting pretty good. I was getting real good at it, and then the November election happened. So never say never.